You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
El Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia es una organización basada en el Condado de Colombia que organiza junto a inmigrantes y aliados para apoyar, empoderar y defender colectivamente a nuestras comunidades. CCSM ofrece programas que ayudan a personas recién llegadas, incluyendo programas de alimentos, fondos de ayuda mutua, servicios de apoyo legal y oportunidades para ser un organizador y activista. Puedes encontrar más información en las redes sociales a CCSMNY o llamando al 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Timothy Simmons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing.
Grandma used to pray out loud by your bed every night. To me it sounded like mumbling, she was out of her mind. She said, boy, this kind of praying, it's what saved my life. You ought to try it sometime. And now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. And she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Khaki pants and a polo shirt, boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus for the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, I've got three of my own now.
trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the drama, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show him how to make it all right. Then he walked in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. You couldn't have picked a better time. 'Cause I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. Whoa. And now he's talking to Jesus. Thank God he's talking to Jesus. Bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. 'Cause it's not a religion. 'Cause it's more like a friendship. So just talk to your father like you are his kid. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. 'Cause you can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. The rest of your we
so close, he's so close. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's right in front.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa.
What a friend. What a friend we have in
Jesus.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Oh, just keep talking to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Just keep talking.
Whoa.
Get up, 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 wake up, wake up. Praise the Lord, beloveds. Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here, here to share that there's a bright side somewhere, right here with me right now on WGXC, where we bring you the music, yes, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Ah, oh, praise God. Good to be here this morning, and I know somebody's out there listening. I want to just say thank you. It just really does warm my heart. On Thanksgiving, someone was saying, I just love your show. I listen to it. I listen to it all the time. I love your shows. I love what you're doing. Well, thank you so much for that. It really does help to know that somebody's getting blessed out there. I believe that you are. I do believe that you are, because God wouldn't have me doing it this long if it wasn't so, right? So thank you for letting us know. And that's why we're here. That's why we come. We come with music with you in mind. Amen. If it ministers to me, I believe it will minister to you. We started off this morning, this Advent Sunday, first Sunday of Advent season. The day is devoted to the thought of hope. Those founding parents in the Christian church, amen, wanted us to not get all caught up in the pomp and circumstance and the trap and the trimmings of the holy day, but to prepare ourselves. And so the Advent season comes and gives us four Sundays before Christmas where we can really focus in and think on the majesty, the marvelousness, the miraculousness of Christmas, all right? And so, yeah, it's about hope today. We started off with talking to Jesus, but elevation worship, talking to Jesus and how that blessing passes down from generation to generation. It just ties in. We're doing a book study, Bible and book study in Overcoming Ministries on Saturday mornings. Do your children believe? And it's talking about being intentional about your family's spiritual growth and leaving a faith legacy. So, wow. Go ahead, God. Just heard of that song and loved it. Hope you liked it too. And I Thank God by the Jaywalkers. Couple of covers out there, but this one was by the Jaywalkers featuring Blake Wiggins and Ryan Ellis. I Thank God. Hallelujah. I know you thank him too. I know you know what we're talking about, because we didn't have to get up this morning. Somebody didn't. Somewhere, right? We got up this morning. When we looked in the mirror, we knew who was looking at us. Isn't that a blessing? There's just so many things we can give God thanks for. No bombs bursting in our air. Lord have mercy. Got somebody trying to make it happen, but we're praying to be no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks in our streets. We are blessed among people, and I don't care. I don't care what it seem like, sound like, smell like, is like. God is here. He loves us. He'll never leave us, forsake us, or forget us, and he'll always forgive us. And so we come with the message of the goodness of God revealed to us in the light of his Son, Jesus the Christ. We shine a light on the God's word in every corner of our world. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. And so, brothers, sisters, I hope it is well with you. Hope that you had a good, happy Thanksgiving day. I saw where someone was giving this speech, had a beautiful spread on the table behind them, and they didn't put the table up correctly, and it just buckled down, and all of the family and friends that were gathered gasped. My heart felt for that young lady. I know she was mortified. All of the food just crashed to the ground. But you know what? It's not hallelujah. What happens is how we handle what happens, all right? And so we pray that they found joy and peace and love and light. Even in that, know there was a Burger King or McDonald's open somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody ran in that kitchen, got that spaghetti and that can of sauce out. But we thank God for the day of Thanksgiving. We're starting off today with the songs that say thank you. I thank God. I want to say thank you. Thank you for it all. I worship you. Still thankful. Still, I am a believer. That's our lineup for today. We have about six songs back to back. And then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say thank you. James Greer featuring Morette Clark. Thank you for it all. Marvin Sapp. I worship you. Mary Still. Brian Courtney Phillips. Thankful. J.J. Hairston. And then after that, I will come back. Yes, beloved. Music with the message for the heart. Hey, the mind. Yes. And the soul.
Come on and sing, Morette. If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you. If I never hear what's to be heard. If I never speak another word. If I never see another sight. Or take another bite. I want to say thank you. Thank
you. Come on, company. Oh, thank you.
I know you're able. I wanna say thank you, thank you, thank you. What if I never take another walk? If I never have another talk? If I never hear another voice? Or make another choice? I wanna say thank you, thank you.
My tears, the pain helped me over. overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through. And everything I survived, it's all because of you.
Lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you
you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I was, made me what I am, and with all I am, I worship you.
Yes, I worship him, I worship him. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done and what you're doing and what you said you're gonna do. Glory to God. You're listening to WGXC Acre, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond. WGXC.org, streaming online. You can always find WGXC.org on archive too. A show that you liked, you want to hear again, you want to send to a friend. That's where we are too. All right. So yeah, that's what we do. We're here for you. We're here for you. Cut through all the chatter and the noise. Hallelujah. Bring you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God, I worship you.
Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. But this time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help,
walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days. and the long dark nights. Oh,
24/7, he never sleeps.
Thank you, Father.
And when I remember, he brings me peace.
This time
I will be still. This time I will be still.
And the mountain has to move. The mountain must obey the words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got a word to do. I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way, and I'm choosing it today. The mountain has to move. The mountain must obey the words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got
today. And with chaos around, I'll still choose to say, Lord, I thank you for every way you made. Come on, say, Lord,
you've done so much for me.
Come on, tell him,
you've given me
everything I need. With chaos around,
I'll still choose to say,
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Come on, tell him for every way.
I'm thankful to you, Lord.
Put your hands up. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to you, Lord, for all you've done and all you'll ever do. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm thankful to you. Oh, I am thankful. Lift it up, say, oh. I am thankful. Oh, God, I'm thankful. Oh, I am thankful. Now come on and worship him all over. Come on, lift your voice. If you're thankful, come on and give them glory. God, I owe you glory. God, I owe you praise. Receive my worship. Receive the honor. Receive the glory. Receive the praise. Receive what I owe you. 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 I owe you the praise. I owe you the glory. I owe you the honor. I owe you adoration. I owe you the glory. One more time, lift your voice and say,
beloved. If you think about it, you thankful too. All you gotta do is take a flashback. Amen. Have a flashback. You know where he's brought you through, what he's brought you to, what he brought you from, what he spared you from. Glory be to God. It couldn't be wishful thinking. It couldn't be positive thinking. Amen. Some of the things I couldn't have thought my way into or out of. Come on here, somebody. But there was somebody bigger than me and bigger than you, bigger than them. Bigger than that old mean old devil out there. Hallelujah. That has love for us, watches over us, takes care of us. Amen. Takes that mess and makes it into a message. Takes that pain and turns it into purpose and power. Hallelujah. Takes that tragedy, turns it into a triumph. Oh my God. So many witnesses. And you could put my name on the list. Amen. How about you? You too? All right. Listen, beloved, I want to share in my social commentary for today. Walking forward without losing what matters is the title. Walking forward without losing what matters. My spiritual commentaries on leaving a faith legacy. You know, we live in a culture that celebrates visibility and success and achievement, but often neglects faithfulness, obedience, and legacy. We pass down houses, careers, social media accounts, our contacts, but too often we fail to pass down a living faith. Scripture reminds us that legacy is not measured by what we accumulate, but by who we walk with. That's what Scripture reminds us. Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, and I just knocked my book down. So you're going to have to, I'm going to have to give you a homework assignment so you can read it for yourself. Paul warns that the Apostle Paul, he speaks to a mindset that still defines much of our society today. Trusting in credentials and status and personal achievements. And Paul lists his resume in Philippians, hallelujah, chapter 3. His heritage, his religious discipline, his education, his reputation. Yet after presenting, he does something radical. He dismisses it all. He writes that he considers all of it lost compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. Paul is not saying that achievement is evil, but he is saying achievement cannot save us, and success cannot secure our soul or guarantee a spiritual inheritance for the next generation. In a world that trains us to tell our children, go to school, get a good education so you can get a good job and you can be successful, Paul reframes the message, be found in Christ. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all the other things will be added. This is not accidental faith, beloved. It is intentional surrender. In the book of Genesis, we read of about Enoch, and in chapter 5, Enoch, who led a pretty quiet life, but it had an internal impact. You see, Enoch does not build a city. He does not fight a war. He does not leave behind monuments or recorded speeches. Scripture simply says Enoch walked with God, and that was enough. And in the middle of a violent, corrupt, and spiritually declining generation, Enoch chose daily fellowship with God. His legacy was not loud, but it was righteous. And God honored that walk so deeply that Enoch did not experience death. Say what? Here is the lesson. Walking with God leaves a mark, even when history barely records your name. Walking with God leaves a mark that cannot be erased, a message that cannot be displaced when history barely records your name. Beloved, legacy requires intention. Hallelujah. It requires intention. One of the greatest misconceptions about faith is that legacy happens automatically, but it doesn't. Faith is caught, but only when it is seen. Faith is taught by the way we live and walk. Prayer is learned, but only when it is modeled. And trust in God grows, but only when it is demonstrated under pressure. Paul intentionally renounced all self-reliance, and Enoch intentionally walked with God daily. Neither drifted into unfaithfulness. In today's society, distractions are constant, and faith is often crowded out by schedules and screens and success metrics. Yet Scripture calls us to ask a sobering question. What spiritual footprint are we leaving behind? Being found in Christ, hallelujah, not remembered by culture, Paul's ultimate desire was not to be remembered as successful, but to be found in Christ. Enoch's story confirms that a life hidden with God is never wasted. The faith you live, the prayers you whisper, the choices you make when no one is watching, these are the things that shape generations. Legacy is not what you leave for people, it's what you leave in them. Amen? Like Paul, we must intentionally let go of anything that competes with Christ. Like Enoch, we must choose to walk with God daily, even when the culture walks the other way. Because faith that is lived intentionally today becomes the foundation for tomorrow. That is a legacy worth leaving. Amen, beloved? Intentional, intentional legacy of faith. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. We walk by faith, not by sight. Still, God is working on me, beloved. Don't get it twisted. I ain't perfect. I ain't got it all nailed down, wrapped up and tied up in a bow and pretty. Nah, God is still working on me. And sometimes when I feel like I ain't getting it right, he reminds me I'm still a work in progress. If he do that for me, he do that for you too. Don't give up. You just keep on hanging on in there with God and see what he got in planned for you too. Still, this is Crowder and Zach Williams reminding us God ain't done. He's working on me. He's working on you.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100-mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better. Gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still, all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved. I need more every day. That's why he's working on me still.
Yeah, you keep it such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right still. Always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me.
Still
changing me piece by piece.
Still
making me better. Gonna do this thing. Don't care how long it takes to. All I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say.
When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working.
When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I'm believing.
My God is,
oh, he's working on me still.
Amen. He's still doing it. Hallelujah, beloved. So you hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. We got a lot going on in this nation. Got a lot going on in this world. And that's why he sent us help. He sent us a savior. Get the bridge going. We can get back to him. He sent us the Holy Spirit to lead and teach and guide us, empower, equip, and enable us for this journey. He has not forgotten or forsaken us. Amen. I want to say happy birthday to the babies born on the last day of November, and happy anniversary to all you November lovers. I pray that God will give us a new month with a good memories made and making in the making. Blessed December to us all. Listen, if you are sick or shut in or lost and lonely, if you're confused, depressed, or stressed, grieving or bereaved, it ain't too hard for God. It's not strange to God. God ain't giving up on you. Don't give on him. Don't quit in the dip. We're praying for you. We're praying to bring you through. Beloved, listen, if you're not going into something, you might be coming out of something. If you're coming out of something, amen, you might be heading to something else, right? So hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. Keep your hand in the hand of the God Almighty who has the plan, all right? There is a bright side somewhere, so I'm reminding you to stay in the light as he is the light. Live in his light. There's a bright side somewhere. Until next time, beloved, stay blessed. Keep your light shining. Oh, this weekend in Hudson, New York, Winter Walk, December 5th. That's going to be amazing. And I'm out of time, so I can't even think about anything else. Oh, I'll be back on Tuesday with the Tuesday Afternoon Show with Pastor Kim and friends. You can come in and tune in on that at 4:10 p.m. till 6, where I have dynamic conversations and illuminating, inspiring, and informative. All right, so stay well, stay safe, and remember never to forget God loves you. I love you, too. He loves you more. He loves you best. In that knowledge, rest, beloved, and stay blessed. I'm a believer.